These are some symptoms of depression.
Today, the chances are good your doctor accepts benefits from drug companies and not just the free samples and the pens you see in most doctors' offices.
We'll now hear about another risk, the magnitude of which a drug company was unwilling to acknowledge for so long. Once you're on an antidepressant, it's hell to get off.
Zap, zap, zap. It feels like electricity in the back of your head.
It feels like your brain is actually seizing depression.
Up. I want to do drugs, but I hate drug dealers. I want to get high, but I hate drug dealers. I want to do drugs, but I hate drug dealers. Trapped in the prison of prescription painkillers. Trapped in the prison of prescription painkillers.
You started out with anxiety issues and manic depression. You told your doctor your problems, so he has a prescription. You never knew he was locking you in a prison to detach you from your feelings and make you victims of two addictions. And GlaxoSmithKline's giving it benefits to keep prolonging your battle instead of ending it. And your insurance is a part of the network. The biggest hospital business is a death at birth.
I wanna do drugs, but I hate drug dealers. I wanna get high, but I hate drug dealers. I wanna do drugs, but I hate drug dealers. Trapped in the prison of prescription painkillers.
I hate drug dealers, I hate drug addicts. I'm hiding from my family the fact that I'm taking Xanax. And when you started, you did it in moderation. You wanna numb yourself from your problems and you don't wanna face them. They keep you living in a state of comatose. They lock you up in depression until you overdose. And once you cross its path, there ain't no heading back. Vicodin, Oxycontin, Percocet, synthetic smack.
I wanna do drugs, but I hate drug dealers. I wanna get high, but I hate drug dealers. I wanna do drugs, but I hate drug dealers. Trapped in the prison of prescription painkillers.
Ask your doctor.
Talk to your doctor.
Side effects may include dry mouth, insomnia, sexual side effects, diarrhea, nausea.
I'm on antihistamines, antidepressant, anti-anxiety, anticoagulant, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and a half a dozen triple lattes, and I use it, so it must be fine.
When a major pharmaceutical company tells me to take a drug that's long-term effectiveness is